Chapter 18. The Palmers returned to Somerset, but were quickly replaced at Barton by two young ladies who were distantly related to Mrs. Jennings. As usual, Sir John was happy to have guests, though Lady Middleton was annoyed and reprimanded her husband for inviting them 5 or 6 times every day. As usual, the Dashwood ladies were invited to dine with them at Barton Park, though they preferred to be left alone and only promised to visit in a day or two. When they were eventually introduced, the Dashwoods found the eldest of the two young ladies, Miss Anne Steele, far less impressive than they had been encouraged to expect by Sir John. She had a very plain and not a sensible face, and was nothing to admire. Her younger sister Lucy did indeed possess considerable beauty and some intelligence, but was essentially selfish and frivolous. After their first meeting, Eleanor had no wish to see them again, but the Miss Steeles were anxious to be better acquainted with the Miss Dashwoods, and since Sir John was on their side, their wishes could not be opposed. Sir John did everything in his power to provide the Miss Steeles with all possible information about the Dashwood girls. Eleanor had not seen them more than twice before the subject of Willoughby was mentioned. "I hear he is quite a beau," said Anne. "It will be a fine thing for your sister to be married so young. I hope you will have as good luck yourself soon. Or perhaps you have such a friend already?" Eleanor now knew the conversation would turn to Edward. The letter F was now a constant joke at Barton, and since she knew Sir John's character, she fully expected that the Miss Steeles would know all the details. "His name is Ferrers," said Sir John, "but do not tell, for it's a great secret." "Ferrers," repeated Miss Steele. "He is a very agreeable young man. I know him very well." "How can you say so, Anne?" cried Lucy. "We have only seen him once or twice at my uncle's." Eleanor heard all this with attention and surprise. Who was this uncle? Where did he live? She wished to learn more on the subject, but was careful not to ask any questions herself. Chapter 19. Marianne could barely tolerate the vulgarity of the Miss Steeles, and the invariable coldness of her behaviour towards them prevented them from becoming intimate. Instead, they turned their attention to Eleanor. Lucy was naturally clever, but she was uneducated and ignorant, and Eleanor could find her company agreeable for no more than half an hour. "You will think my question an odd one, I dare say," said Lucy to Eleanor one day, as they were walking together. "But are you personally acquainted with Mrs. Ferrers?" "No, I know nothing of her," replied Eleanor. "I hope you do not think me too curious," continued Lucy. "But I have a reason to ask about Mrs. Ferrers. I have not yet met her, but the time may come when we may be very intimately connected." "Good heavens," cried Eleanor, "what do you mean? Are you engaged to Robert Ferrers?" Eleanor did not feel pleased about having Lucy as her sister-in-law. "No," replied Lucy, "not to Mr. Robert Ferrers. I never saw him in my life, but to his older brother, Edward." Eleanor was astonished and could not believe that Edward could be engaged to such a woman as Lucy. "You may well be surprised, for we have kept it secret. Only my sister knows. I felt I could trust you, and I'm sure Edward would not be displeased that I told you. I know he has the highest opinion in the world of all your family, and looks upon yourself and the other Miss Dashwoods as his own sisters." "And how long have you been engaged?" asked Eleanor, trying to remain calm. "For 4 years, but we have been acquainted for longer. We met when he was staying with my uncle, Mr. Pratt, who lives near Plymouth. Did you never hear him talk of Mr. Pratt?" "I think I have," replied Eleanor, who still felt unable to believe this information. "But surely there must be some mistake. We cannot mean the same Mr. Edward Ferrers." "We can mean no other," cried Lucy, smiling. "Mr. Edward Ferrers, the brother of your sister-in-law, Mrs. Dashwood." Lucy took a small picture from her pocket and showed it to Eleanor. There was no doubt that it was Edward. Eleanor's spirits sank. "I have suffered terribly with our secret these last 4 years," continued Lucy. "We can hardly meet more than twice a year. Sometimes I think it might be better for both of us to break off the matter entirely. But then, at other times, I do not have the strength. Edward is also miserable about our situation. Did you not think him dreadful low-spirited when he was at Barton? Did he come from your uncle's when he visited us?" inquired Eleanor. "Yes, he had been staying there for a fortnight. All the time he was so melancholy. At least I have his picture. I have never been able to give him mine. But I gave him a lock of my hair in a ring." Eleanor remained outwardly composed, but she had never felt such distress in her life, and was glad when they reached the cottage, where she was at liberty to think alone.